It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the final Friday of high school basketball in December and in 2021. Tonight we come to you live from the Roundhouse as it's Big 7 League doubleheader time. The Hiawatha Redhawks hosting the Holton Wildcats. Our game of the week here on 103.9 KNZA and also streaming worldwide and free on the Holton channel at msesports.net. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, I'm Justin Fluke. My partner Mike Tanking here tonight. And running the Holton channel production again is Cameron Mulroy and Eli Hallauer. Well, that final game before the Christmas break, it's going to set for a couple of weeks before you get a chance to get back on the court and either build off a win or avenge a loss. So an important game, no doubt. Tonight should be a couple good ones as we have a boys matchup that features a couple 3-1 teams off to really strong starts this season. And the girls matchup features 4-0 Hiawatha taking on the 2-2 Holton Wildcats. Tank, glad to have you along tonight, partner. Glad you could make the trip to the Roundhouse. I know a lot of folks feel like this is one of the more exciting places to play basketball, and even as a spectator, watch basketball. It's certainly one of my favorite venues as a broadcaster as well, and hopefully we have a couple good basketball games here tonight as these teams try to start the holiday break with a little confidence and momentum.
Yeah, it should be fun, and this atmosphere, you're right. This gymnasium is kind of unique in this area. There's a few Roundhouses throughout the state, but the sound just travels a little bit more and definitely a different atmosphere. You got the bleachers behind the goals that you don't have at a lot of area schools. And just a real fun atmosphere, a great place to watch a basketball game. And it's that time of year when teams hope to be playing some better basketball than what they were playing 2 or 3 weeks ago, just in time to hang it up for a week or two and then to start all over again after Christmas. But, yeah, Hiawatha's girls off to a great start. The Holton Wildcats, Lady Cats, off to a 2-2 start with a good win at Effingham there a couple weeks ago and have high hopes for a good second half of the season. And the boys game should be really good as well. A couple teams that are going to be really fun to watch tonight. Should be a fast-paced game later on tonight with the boys.
Yeah, the Hiawatha girls might be as hot as anybody in the state. If you look at the quality of wins, I mean, it's one thing saying they're 4-0 and 2-0 in the Big 7, but their last two games, they just won at Jeff West, and then they won at Nemaha Central earlier this week. Those are the two teams with Hiawatha that are picked in the top three of the Big 7 league, and Hiawatha just beat them both at their place. So they'll get home games against those teams later this season. But Brady Jasper feeling pretty good in his eighth season as head coach, not just with the 4-0 start, but good wins as Marysville and Troy, part of that 4-0 record as well. For Holton, they're under the direction of third-year head coach Kurt Heisler. It's a Wildcat team that, as Tank mentioned, beat ACCHS, also won a close game against Sabetha by 3. They lost a close one by Burlington to open the season, and even earlier this week lost to Jeff West by 9, but that was their, second single-digit loss. Holton has competed with anybody, and they do feel confident coming into this one tonight, knowing, however, they will have to play some of their best basketball. One spark for the Wildcats back tonight is 5'11 junior Brooke Flewelling. She missed the game because of illness against Jeff West earlier this week, but Flewelling is back, and that should help the starting lineup and Coach Heisler's team that really has only been playing about 7 girls here early in this season. Let's take a timeout here on our pregame show. We'll come back, get you set with the starting lineups and opening tip. It's our game of the week on FM 103.9, KNZA Hiawatha, and streaming on the Holton channel at msesports.net.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. It's important to us that we review your policies annually and make sure you still have proper coverage on things that matter most. Life changes, and so do your coverage needs. You may have new drivers in the house, changed vehicles, paid off or refinanced a loan, just to name a few. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance for everything from home, auto, business, umbrella, farm, life insurance, as well as medical supplements. One of the insurance markets we represent is Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Bank local, I think that it means a ton with our bank.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
I don't think a lot of people understand that we are local and we consider you a family. We live, work, and volunteer in our communities. We don't just say it, we live it. So bank local.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse. High school basketball, Big 7 League style. Final Friday here in December. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups here in this girls' contest. Holding the visitors in their road blues with the white numerals and letters. And for Coach Kurt Eisler, it'll be the normal starting five tonight. Stacy Bond, a 5'6 senior, in the backcourt with Brooke Llewellyn, a 5'11 junior. Also starting is Tierra Dodd, a 5'7 junior. And the two forward positions for Holton, both girls averaging 10 points per game this season. It's 5'10 junior Lindsay Wisdom and 5'10 senior Macy Patch. Patch and Wisdom right about 10 points per game. Leading Holton is 2-2 coming into tonight and 1-1 in the Big 7 League. For the Holton girls, coached by Brady Jasper in his eighth season, the home whites tonight with the red numerals and letters. The starters for Hiawatha include 5'7 senior Bailey Pierce. She's in the backcourt with 5'7 senior Clara Lindstrom. Also starting on the wing is Darcy Lears, a 5'9 junior. And inside for Hiawatha, 6-foot senior Lakin Leipold and 5'11 senior Sarah Mattson. Hiawatha girls with three players already averaging double digits per game. Great balance with Lindstrom 11 points. Lears and Mattson both scoring about 10 points per contest for the Lady Redhawks, who are a perfect 4-0. They just beat the number 5 ranked team in the state in Nemaha Central earlier this week. They may be in the rankings with a victory here tonight as they would be 5-0 heading in to the holiday break. That after the Hiawatha girls won 10 games last season, just 8 the year before that. But it is a program that has been building, and when you talk about these seniors for Hiawatha, 4 starters and 1 junior as well, most of these girls have been playing some varsity basketball for 3, if not 4 years already. This is a season that the Red Hawk girls have been looking forward to. They won the Big 7 League volleyball title and off to a great start here on the hardwood as well tonight.
Now you talk about the wins they get here before the break and getting off to this 4-0 start, and that's a long ways away. Substate's a long ways away, but it's wins like that that really position you for a good seed in the substate. And rankings don't mean a lot, but substate seeding might. And you get these early big wins and also get you on a fast track to a Big 7 League title with wins like that before Christmas as well.
Speaking of Substate a tough one this year, as it'll be at Silver Lake. Silver Lake's a state-ranked girls team, pretty good. Nemaha's in there, as well as Royal Valley, Jeff West, Sabetha, all the big 7-3A schools, all at Silver Lake in early March. Here's the tip, we're underway. The Redhawks control it. They'll go right to left on your radio dial. Sarah Mattson at 4-3s Tuesday night against Nemaha Central. Had a big game that night for the Lady Redhawks. Darcy Lears up top to Lindstrom. Clara, a two-time All-Big Seven performer. Back to Lears. It's a three, and it's good. That is another three-point basket for the Lady Redhawks. And Darcy Lears with the first points of the game. Full court pressure now by Hiawatha, but Holton able to break it. Brooks Llewellyn back after missing the game earlier this week. Dodd gets it to the high post, Wisdom, to the low post, Patch, lays it up and in for two.
Good offense by both teams as Holton comes out in a zone. Good ball movement by Hiawatha. They get a three, come out in a trapping defense, and Holton attacks the middle and gets a high-low look for two.
Hiawatha averaging 46 points per game. Team that's shooting over 40% from the field and 30% from three-point range this year. And a lot of girls that can stroke it from the perimeter. Hiawatha basketball up by one. Baseline drive by Pierce. It's knocked out of bounds. Over there near the Hiawatha student section in full Christmas sweater attire. And the ESPN crew set up over there as well. So we're playing second fiddle to them in the pep section tonight. Lob pass into Mattson, out to Pierce, who didn't go out for basketball last year for Hiawatha, but played some varsity as a sophomore. Here's a wide open tray. It's Lindstrom this time, and that one is good as well. So two threes for the Hawks. Lindstrom, 11 points per game to lead this team. Into the lane, Wisdom. Bounce pass right baseline. Dodd wasted the dribble. Now double teamed in some trouble. Finds Patch open from the foul line. Jumper swish.
Easy game. Inside out. Get it side to side.
Making shots. Four shots. Four makes. Here's Lindstrom, a three. Confidence flying high. And the ball comes back on a long rebound to Mattson as the Redhawks will keep possession after our first miss of the night. Here's thought about a three. Mattson will try it left wing, and her first attempt is off the rim, no good. Llewellyn controls the board. Holton's made a couple deuces. Hiawatha's made two trains. And Holton throws it away into the Redhawk bench. Bad pass there by Macy Patch. And Holton's two losses, they've had more than 20 turnovers. So that's a big key for this Holton team. With some question marks offensively and scoring, you just can't give away too many possessions. Hiawatha averaging just 13 turnovers per game here in the first four contests. Nice deflection, good defense by Dodd. But Hiawatha keeps the possession here. We're a minute and 10 seconds in. Bob in the lane, stolen away. As Patch steps in front of the pass, and the turnover's even at one. Dodd into the half court for Holton, who moves left to right. Into the lane, Wisdom shoots right elbows. Jumper good as Lindsay Wisdom hits her first field goal, and we're tied at six.
Hiawatha staying in the pressure even after a miss, and Holton able to break the pressure and get a good look. They bury it.
Leipold down, though, gets a touch. Flips it on the wing to Mattstrom. Wants to shoot it again. Sarah missed this one short. It'll go out of bounds. Pretty quick shots by Hiawatha after making their first couple threes. Right now, Coach Brady Jasper saying, hey, let's move the ball a bit. Let's swing it a time or two, see if we can get a little better shot. Holton breaks the press. Nice pass from Llewellyn. Oh, it's a bit too high over the head of Stacey Bond. They broke it and had a two-on-one break. But Holton will turn it over here in transition.
It's a 1-3-1 full-court press there that Hiawatha's running. And sometimes the first or second pass, you look like you got it broke, but you get the offense sped up just enough. It's the conversion pass at the end for the layup that they don't make, and it's a turnover against the Wildcats.
Fly pulled in the near corner, defended by Wisdom. Lears on the wing, drives to the foul line, kick out Lindstrom, another tray, switched in again. Clara's got a couple bombs, and the Redhawks back up by three with their third three-point shot. Now a deflection. Deflection again. Pinball picked up by Lears. One-on-one against Llewellyn. Left-handed layup is no good. Too strong, and then over the back, as Pierce chasing the play will be called with a little push from behind. That is our first foul of this game with 4:43 to go in quarter number one.
Basketball 3 weeks into the season looks so much better than basketball 1 week into the season. This is fun pace, pretty good execution.
Here's the flex it away from behind Wisdom, but Holton keeps possession. Patch back to Wisdom. Drives into the lane to the left hand, off her foot, but right to Llewellyn. Macy now into Wisdom, turns, shoots again, and this one rattles home. Back within one of the Wildcats on a couple buckets by Lindsay Wisdom from the elbow. Three three-pointer by Lindstrom. This one is short, a little bit behind the three-point line, trying to rip it away, and Patch does. Able to control the rebound with Pierce battling for it as well. Now Dodd in transition, three-on-three. Bond in the far corner through the lane. Two Holton girls there. Patch now has it. That's a long two. The shot is short. Mattson rebounds and is bumped. A foul on Lindsey Wisdom will be the first against the Lady Cats.
So far you're seeing Hiawatha certainly not bashful to shoot the basketball. A lot of kids that are confident shooting the ball from the outside. And Holton doing a good job defensively on the defensive glass. Really, it's one shot and done every time for Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha staying in that pressure, trying to apply pressure to a team. And Holton that's struggled at times with that. Holton, or Hiawatha rather, even applying pressure in the half court as well with that trapping zone.
Deflected out of bounds by Holton's Wisdom. Two subs in for Coach Kurt Heisler. Grace Etzel, a 5'5 junior on the floor. And also for the first time, Delaney New, a 5'9 junior. Coach Heisler's only played about seven all season. Had to go a bit deeper on Tuesday night against Jeff West. Ball flicked to the right side to Josie Delaney off the bench. A 5'6 junior for Hiawatha out there. She's got plenty of varsity experience. Lindstrom passes up the open three. Delaney looks to drive. Back to Lindstrom. Puts it on the floor against the Holton zone. Now skip pass and Delaney wide open. This tray ball is back iron no good. Rebounded by New.
That's great offense. The shot didn't fall, but you get it side to side five times on that trip before they get a wide open three. Great skip passes and a missed shot, but good movement.
Now an interception by Darcy Lears as Holton turns it over for the third time. Had a chance to take their first lead of the game there, but they turn it over instead. Hiawatha on the far side, Leipold behind the half moon, lobs it into Mattson. Back up top to Lindstrom. Now Lears in the near corner, Delaney. Fakes the three as Wisdom jumps out on her across the lane. Leipold open, L&L's no good on the shot. Rebounded by Patch for the Cats. Again, they have a chance to take their first lead of the game.
Once again, one and done for Hiawatha, running that four out, one in against the zone, but only one shot and then a defensive board for Holton.
Two and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Dodd to the high post. It's Wisdom again, and this shot airballed out of bounds. So Hiawatha will have it. Girls game came down to a buzzer beater. Holton won the JV girls game here in the roundhouse earlier this afternoon as they got a put back by Elizabeth Schuster to win it and break a 26-26 tie in the final seconds. So Holton won the JV girls game in a tight one. Lindstrom going to wind up again from the outside. This three-pointer no good. Rebound, though, by Leipold. As contact comes, she missed the shot, but we'll head to the line for our first free throws here of the evening.
Tremendous job there by Leipold. And that's one thing with this 2-3 zone that Holton is running. It makes you a little susceptible to offensive rebounds at times. It hasn't so far. Hiawatha needs to crash the boards harder than they have. Leipold there with a big board and a chance to get a couple free throws and get in the scoring column.
She does just that. 40% free throw shooter through four games this season, but good on the first one. Leipold averaging 3 points, five rebounds per game. She's a secondary scorer, very good at putbacks and around the basket. Pushes the Hiawatha lead to two. 2:11 to go, first quarter. Leipold misses the second. By the way, for Holton, that foul on Lindsey Wisdom. She's got both the Wildcat fouls and now on the bench with two personals. Llewellyn back in. Bond has returned as well, giving a breather to Dodd for the first time. Bond motioning traffic around. Now Etzel wide open three on the right side. Tried to use the glass. Missed. Patch rebounds. Puts it back up and missed. And then a foul on the floor going for the rebound as Holton was in position that time for the offensive board. The foul's going against Hiawatha. It's on Sarah Mattson, her first.
And the Wildcats doing a good job breaking pressure, doing the right things. Now you got to be strong. Pass and catch. You'll find an open shot. And Macy Patch wishes she could have that one back. Great offensive board, and she missed the bunny.
Mattson goes out for Hiawatha. Pierce back in. Tough turnaround. Missed by Llewellyn, but Brooke gets her own rebound in the lane. Out to Etzel. Pass across the paint through the hands of New to Bond. Holton with the possession. Again, down by two. Etzel bounces it out to New. Riley hit two shots against Jeff West Tuesday night. Ball reversal and a wide open jumper left block by Macy Patch.
It's fascinating to watch these 2-2-3 zones. Holton maybe sagging in a little more. The Hiawatha zone a little more active. Hiawatha looking to try to hit some outside shots where Holton's trying to get the ball inside to their big.
Wide open three for Darcy Lears. Ring that one up. Her second of the night. Hiawatha has four three-pointers and a total of 13 points. They break a 10-10 tie. Llewellyn into the half-court patch. Back to Etzel. Going to the basket right side. Ran into a double team and threw it away. Holton with their fourth turnover of the contest. Here comes Pierce in transition. We're under 50 seconds to go in the opening frame. Pierce down low to Leipold, tipped away by Patch. Leipold has it in the near corner. One-hand pass up top, Lears quickly to Delaney. Delaney dribbles, pulls up, and missed everything. Leipold again trying to save it in, and that one is off of Hiawatha, although the two officials going to get together and discuss a little bit more.
Sure. Flewelling might have touched that. She said, I didn't, and she pointed the other way, and they're in fact going to give the ball to Holton.
So Flewelling and one ref said Holton, and maybe if the other ref said Hiawatha, he was outvoted, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
37 seconds left here in the first quarter. Holton again breaks the press. Delaney New jump stop to Flewelling for three, and it hit the back iron, would not fall through. Lindstrom and the Redhawks maybe going to hold for one shot here at the end of this first quarter, leading 13-10. During our Be Outdoors postgame real estate show tonight, we will pick a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. 10 seconds left. Lindstrom doesn't shoot. Up top, an open three for Delaney. She fires, missed. Offensive board. Lears back up and in. First offensive put back for the Redhawks. They push the lead to five, and that'll end the first quarter. We were tied at sixes and tied at tens. Hiawatha never trailed, and the Lady Redhawks undefeated, leading 15-10 after 8 minutes of basketball here in the Roundhouse. We're live on the Holton Channel at MSESports.net, and back in 1 minute on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
At Ireland Custom Exhaust, when we think about the holidays, we think about families.
Since the 1950s, Ireland Custom Exhaust has been treating our customers like family and working on your vehicles like they were our own.
We take pride in our experience and the time we put into every job. We enjoy giving you a great option for quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Thanks for your business and happy holidays from our family to your family. Ireland Custom Exhaust, located just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Final Friday in December for high school basketball with studio engineer Seth Tollison, who will host the Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show after the games tonight. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking, Cameron Mulroy, Eli Hallauer on the Holton Channel production at MSESports.net. We're underway here in the second quarter. Holton with the basketball. They trail by five. Top of the key, Flewelling fakes the shot. Bond does as well. Into Wisdom is back out there with two fouls. Now Dodd, who just checked in as well, swishing in her first, a 15-foot jumper.
Good ball movement, very few dribbles on that possession, and you can beat a trapping zone with good passes like that.
Missed shot by the Redhawks, battle for the rebound, and we get our first jump ball of the contest. As the possession arrow will stay with Hiawatha, Holton had it to start quarter number two. 15-12 now. Hiawatha's biggest lead was six on a couple three-pointers in the first quarter. Now a turnover on the inbound. That's Hiawatha's third turnover. Holton had four turnovers in the first 8 minutes of this game. Flewelling to the baseline, and she's fouled. This will be Holton's first free throws of the night. Team foul number three against Hiawatha. They have no player with two yet, as this is personal number one on Clara Lindstrom.
Key to breaking that zone pressure, just identify when is the right time to attack and identify when it's the right time to slow down and realize you're getting sped up. And that was a tremendous job there by Flewelling to attack the basket under control, draw the contact, and get to the free throw line.
First free throw good by Flewelling, the fourth different Wildcat player to score. Holton led by Macy Patch with six. Wisdom has four. Flewelling's second free throw, nothing but net. So she knocks them both in, and the Wildcats are within one. It's 15-14 here, nearly a minute into the second stanza. Pierce with Madsen, Lindstrom, Josie Delaney, and for the first time, Hiawatha's brought in a 6'1 sophomore, Abby Elfner. Got a little experience last year on the varsity court as a freshman. Out there now. Iwatha inbound into the lane. Pierce out to Lindstrom. Another three-point shot. This one no good. Rebounded by Patch. Holton has Flewelling, Dodd, Patch, Wisdom, and Bond. That's the starting five for the visitors from Jackson County. On to Wisdom. Back out to Stacy. Now top of the key, Dodd. Struggling to keep the dribble. In some trouble now without it. Gets it right side of the lane. Wisdom finds Patch straight away. Long two. It's no good. Rebounded by Delaney.
It's an active zone defense. You think for a second maybe there's six kids out there. There's so many arms flying around for Hiawatha. A lot of deflections.
Lindstrom looking in for Elfner, but a steal by Bailey Flewelling. Good hustle play there by Holton's 33. And the Wildcats have the ball down by one. Still looking for their first lead of the night. Lob to Bond. It's stolen away by Elfner. He can't throw over 6 foot one. Here comes Pierce. Coast to coast down the middle of the lane. Charge. That's Flewelling with the turnover, but got back to take the charge. And that's foul number two on Bailey Pierce.
Flewelling made a really, really bad pass on that possession, and then she just made a really, really good defensive play, getting back, protecting the basket, getting herself set, and drawing the contact, standing in there strong and tough, and getting an offensive foul call. Tremendous job getting back.
Pretty good rule in basketball, right? You got to have a short memory. It's not like football or some of the other sports. I mean, instantly you can, you know, redeem yourself, if you will, after a bad play or a mistake, and that's what Flewelling did there as we get our first timeout of the night. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Check out all the different flavors, options, and sizes of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. A great last-minute Christmas gift idea. Just stop on by. It's 15-14. Hiawatha still leading with 6 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the first half.
You talk about that. I kind of have a saying when it comes to that next play. You know, your positive energy is very contagious, and that goes as far as your facial expressions. You don't leave your negative energy on the bus. There's no place for that at any point in time on the basketball court. You make a bad play, so what? Get up, get back down the court, play defense, do whatever it is that you need to do on the next play. Don't let one mistake turn into two.
1-3-1, full court press, still by Hiawatha, out of the timeout. First called tonight by Coach Brady Jasper. Celebrated his 45th birthday earlier this week, and this defense gets a steal. Lindstrom intercepts this pass in the half court. Ahead to Delaney, back to Lindstrom. Struggled to make the catch, now bounces it off her foot. Lears has it in the far corner, and it's knocked away from her. Out of bounds with 5:55 left here in the second frame.
Now, Holton's 2-3 zone has been pretty effective. They've defended the paint well, and that's what they're trying to do here, is take away anything inside, forcing Hiawatha to settle for outside jumpers, and they're really having a hard time attacking the paint.
Hiawatha's made 4 shots, Tank. All 4 of them have been 3-pointers.
Yep.
Couple free throws as well. Lears had one stick back. Here's a drive by Lindstrom. Got a friendly bounce, and Clara now with 8 points here in the first half.
Now, what do you think Jasper talked about in that timeout? It was about 4 different times they tried to penetrate into the paint, and the last time it ended with a 2-point floater.
Drive by Wisdom. Little fadeaway kiss out the window for Lindsay.
I love that. One-on-one from the elbow. Go one-on-one with your man and just beat him from 15 feet. She did that. Nice job off the glass.
Holton hanging around. Down by one. Skip past Lears. That's a triple. No good. Good inside rebounding position by Wisdom. It's one and done for the Hawks. And Holton has yet another possession with a chance to take the lead. Flewelling catches it in half court. Back to Wisdom. Now Bond will set it up as we roll south of 5 minutes to go in the half. To the right baseline, Flewelling. Underneath the goal, finds Patch in front of it. 4-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Mattson and the Redhawks. Here comes Delaney. Elfner still out there as well. Hiawatha's played 2 off their bench. Here's another 3-pointer. That's banked in by the 6'1 sophomore. Elfner joins the 3-point parade.
Not how you draw it up, but that's still 3 points in the scorebook.
Pushes the lead to 4. Elfner with the 5th made triple for the Redhawks here in the half. Lights out from the outside. None by Mattson, who hit 4 against Nemaha earlier this week. Hiawatha had a great shooting game in Seneca to beat him, and now travel on Holton. They won that game 46-38 earlier this week after winning at Jeff West last Friday night, 38-36. Hiawatha's only had 1 game decided by more than 10 points this season, actually by more than 8 points, and that was a big win against Troy. Holton now with 7 turnovers, and Hiawatha will have a possession leading by 4. Still against the Holton 2-3 zone. Elfner stays out there. Leipold is back in. Lindstrom wide open in the corner. This three-pointer no good off the rim, but an offensive board. Leipold then tied up as Bond wrestling for flipped to the floor. And an alternate possession arrow on the jump ball will give it to the Wildcats.
Hiawatha with a little bit different look offensively against the 2-3. They started with two guards out front, and the last couple possessions they went to more of a one guard up top with a couple wings, trying to attack that zone a little bit differently. Now they're set up.
Grace Etzel back into the Holton lineup. Delaney New has checked in as well. Here's Etzel, a triple, and missed nearly everything. Grace has hit three threes this season, but short on her first two tonight.
Not a bad look. The ball got into the paint. It was a kick out. It was in rhythm, and she was wide open.
No pressure faced by Hiawatha, who's moving right to left here in the first half. Lears over to Elfner. Thought about another three-point try. Now Delaney will leave it in the near corner for Leipold. Deflection. Good hustle by Dodd. Lears got it, but then Bond flipped it up in the air. Lears has it clear back underneath the Holton basket. She's double-teamed and dribbles through. This is 5-on-3. Leipold near side. Now Holton hustles back. Lindstrom from the foul line. That is a little short. Rebound. A mile popped up in the air. Rebounded by Bond. Pretty good hustle by both teams for every loose ball, huh?
A lot of effort. Hiawatha had numbers, and Holton did a good job getting back after the scramble in the backcourt. And then a scramble for the rebound. Holton comes away with it.
Dodd has it. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Wide open, Etzel doesn't shoot this time. To Dodd, who will. Three-point shot, little brick off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Leipold in heavy traffic of blue jerseys.
Holton has last few possessions gotten away from getting the ball to the high post and trying to attack the block. And part of that has to do with the fact of the personnel on the court.
Elfner missed a three-point shot.
And right on cue, Macy Patch is going to check in for the Wildcats.
At her first quick little breather of the game, and she's going to come in for Lindsay Wisdom. I think this is kind of because Wisdom has two personal fouls. So give her a little rest late in this first half. With Hiawatha ahead 20-16, four fouls on the Redhawks, just two fouls on Holton, but both on Wisdom, is back on the bench. Bond sending Etzel over to the far side, pressured a bit by Lindstrom. Now New at the right elbow, dribbled once, flips it way over to the far side. Etzel up top to Bond. Stacy looking, faking another pass. Now Dodd to Etzel. They leave her alone on the three-point line, a little trigger shy after two early misses.
A little different look from Hiawatha, too, sagging the zone now instead of extending it out into the passing lane.
Etzel drives, pulls up for two. It's no good. Rebound by Delaney. Over to Lears. Another three-point shot. This one too strong. Backside rebound by Dodd. Neither team scored here in a couple minutes. Redhawks still up by four. Dodd out to Etzel. Poked away by Delaney. Number 11 guarding in number 11 with Etzel and Delaney in that matchup. Hiawatha pep section tried to help their defense in a traveled call as Etzel took the steps, tried to slide through and make the pass. That's turnover number 8 on the Wildcats.
3-2 zone look, but dropping the top of that zone down at about the free throw line. So kind of sagging that 3-2, but also have the wings extended out trying to take away the wing pass, and Etzel got sped up a little bit and shuffled the feet.
Laney, now they get it inside to Mattson, double-teamed. Back up top, Redhawks reset. Long pass to Lears. Now the lob, not a good one, stolen away by Patch. They tried to get it into Leipold at the high post. That's Hiawatha's fifth turnover.
A difficult pass. Point to the high post. That's a much easier pass from the wing, and as a result, that got stolen away.
Dodd dribbles right, passes left. Etzel fires a three. It's off the back lip, no good. Under a minute we go here in the half. Full slate of Big 7 action tonight. Beth and Jeff West, Nemaw Central and Royal Valley, and Perry LeCompton and Riverside, the other games tonight across the Big 7 Conference as Hiawatha turns it over. Second straight possession. That's six total on that.
They say a zone defense can muddy up a basketball game. In the last 3 minutes, it's been pretty muddy for both teams, having a hard time getting the ball to fall and actually kind of getting away from what they were doing well early on, too, both sides.
40 seconds remaining. Holton into the half court. Etzel went back to the bench. Lob pass. Tough catch for Patch. to the high post. Wisdom dribbles, shot in the lane from straight away. It's short. Patch rebounds, double team, forces it up, and will head to the line to shoot two. Offensive board there by Macy Patch, who will be rewarded with her first free throws this evening.
That's a pretty good possession for Holton, because that's exactly what Hiawatha's been trying to take away over the last couple minutes, with sagging that zone, trying to take away the high post. They still were able to get it to the high post, went low with it, and Patch able to again kick it out to the elbow, where Wisdom was able to make a nice move, and then Patch got the defensive or the offensive rebound ready.
Wisdom out defensively with those two fouls with 30 seconds to go till the break. First free throw is good, and the second one good as well. Holton is 4-for-4 from the line. Macy Patch has 8 points, and the lead is now 2. Here come the Hawks ahead to Delaney. Will they hold for 1? Ready, Jasper, letting them go at it here for the time as the clock ticks under. 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Hiawatha 20, Holton 18. Deflection by Patch and a steal. Hiawatha's third straight turnover. Great effort by Macy Patch, the all-league senior. Now 6 seconds, how Holton has to hurry. Dodd into the half court with 5. To the right side to Bond with 3. She pops a triple and it's short. And Holton still never led in the first half, but down just 2 heading to the break as it's Hiawatha 20 and Holton 18. Hiawatha won the first quarter 15-10. Holton takes the second quarter 8-5 as Hiawatha made just 2 shots in that second stanza. We got a good one. Big 7-leg doubleheader. Friday night hoops from the Roundhouse. We'll continue with our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires 7 miles west of Holton halftime show here on KNZA and MSESports.net.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some munchies and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Justin Flukmike tanking back with you. Our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, and our Holton Channel production crew tonight is Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy. Competitive girls game here at the break. Hiawatha never trailed in the first half, but they only lead by 2 at intermission. We were tied a couple times at 6s and again at 10s. Then Hiawatha with 2 shots to go ahead 15-10 at the end of one quarter. Holton, though, outscored them after getting down by their biggest deficit early in the second frame. They come back, and Hiawatha with three turnovers down the stretch there to close the first half. Hiawatha with 5 3-pointers and just a couple two-point baskets to go along with one free throw. Hiawatha 1 of 2 at the line, but the 5 3-pointers. Holton did not make any three-point baskets. They were 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And in terms of turnovers, Holton had 8 and Hiawatha with 7 turnovers at the break. 4 fouls on the Redhawks, 2 against Bailey Pierce. Only 2 fouls for Holton, but both of those personals are against Lindsay Wisdom. So it's Hiawatha 20 and Holton 18 here at the break. What do you think adjustment-wise these two coaches and teams are talking about here at halftime?
You know, it's one of those things that seems simple and maybe seems a little bit boring when you're watching zone offense against zone defense. Start of that game, both teams made zone offense look way too easy. It shouldn't look that easy, but when the ball's going in the basket, things do come a little bit simpler. And both teams doing what they want to do early in the first quarter with Hiawatha hitting some shots and getting good ball movement, ball side to side, getting the ball into the paint, kickouts. It really looked like good basketball. And on the flip side, Holton down here on the other end, doing some good stuff too. They're not going to shoot the ball from the outside like Hiawatha is, but they did a good job attacking pressure, getting the ball to the middle of the court, and then attacking when they had opportunities, getting high-low looks and getting some stick backs. And then all of a sudden things just got ugly. Both teams kind of made some adjustments. Holton did a much better job of closing out on shooters and still taking away the paint. And on the flip side, Hiawatha really started to maybe sag their zone a little bit more instead of trying to extend it out, and it really made things difficult for the Wildcats. They had to settle for some outside jumpers that they weren't able to knock down. So I think for Hiawatha, though, you look at Hiawatha and what they want to do, it's pretty apparent. They want to create offense with their defense, and I think if Coach Jasper looks at the stats and sees that they only forced 8 turnovers in the first half against a Holton team that's had some problems with turning the ball over, I think he would say we need to force more turnovers, create some more transition opportunities, because they really had no transition opportunities in the first half. Holton did a good job getting back on defense. No transition points at all for Hiawatha. For Holton, I think you continue to do what you do. You got to try to continue to attack the middle. They've done a nice job of again, breaking pressure with the pass, not with the bounce. They've got to do a better job probably of recognizing when the opportunities are there to attack and when they need to pull it back out and run half-court offense. But I think if you're Coach Kurt Heisler, you've got to be really pleased with a two-point deficit here at halftime.
Our halftime score, 20-18. Hiawatha leads Holton. Guys game coming up in a battle of 3-1 teams. Our halftime statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Now taking appointments for your tax return. Call or stop by NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Don't forget, during our Be Outdoors post game, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight. Again, that's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Only one timeout called, only 6 fouls, not a ton of turnovers. Pretty clean game, pretty fun game, and hey, we're only halfway through. We owe you one more timeout here on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. That's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires on Highway K-16. We'll return and get you set for the third quarter live in the Roundhouse on our high school basketball game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Holton Channel, streaming free audio and video online at mscsports.net.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road, wants to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season and to say thank you for your past business. They look forward to serving you again in 2022. Anderson Meats is planning to expand their operation to include retail sales, so be listening for details. They're currently taking appointments for your meat processing for spring. Call or stop by at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, Showcasing your interior design skills or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Couple other halftime scores in the Big 7. Jeff West girls leading Sabetha 23-10. That is in Sabetha. Also, Rossville leading Atchison 41-15 at halftime. So that one already a little bit lopsided here. It's Hiawatha 20 and Holton 18. Don't forget all the final scores tonight with your Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show. Seth Tollison will take us through with plenty of recaps of tonight's action. Most teams heading to the break. There are a few games next week, a couple games on Monday, and a couple games on Tuesday, but the majority of teams wrapping up their December schedule here tonight. We'll have the scoreboard show coming up here later this evening as all league action in full swing here in the final games of December. Starting five for Holton, it's Stacy Bond, Lindsay Wisdom, Brooke Fluelling, Tierra Dodd, and Macy Patch. Hiawatha starting five as well. Lake and Leipold, Sarah Mattson, Bailey Pierce, Clara Lindstrom, and Darcy Lears. Here's the individual scoring from the first half. Clara Lindstrom and Darcy Lears both had 8 points. Abby Elfner banked in a three. Lake and Leipold had one. For Holton, 8 points for Macy Patch, 6 for Lindsay Wisdom, 2 each for Tierra Dodd and Brooke Fluelling. Hiawatha will now go from left to right here in the second half. Down low to Leipold, his triple team knocked out of her hands by Wisdom, but out of bounds off the Wildcats.
Any coincidence, the first offensive possession, they made a concerted effort to get the ball into the paint. They didn't even look at the basket until the ball touched the post.
3-point shot by Clara Lindstrom, switched in there. That's how the game started. Hiawatha's first three field goals were 3-point shots, and now that's three threes for Clara Lindstrom tonight. Hiawatha pushes the lead to five at 23-18. Llewellyn, long pass over to Patch on the baseline. It's a long two, and it rattles through. And Patch in double digits now at 10 to lead the Wildcats.
That's the first time we've seen 2-2-1 pressure from Hiawatha. Holton handled it pretty well, got a good look, and knocked it down.
Well, teams have shot pretty well. You mentioned at the break, I think off the air, but probably Holton's best shooting half of the year. Now they get a steal as Stacy Bond takes it away from Lindstrom. Everyone left Bond. She doesn't want to shoot. She finds Wisdom coming to the basket. She couldn't hang on. Lindstrom has it for Hiawatha. Now a foul, and after all that, Lindsay Wisdom going to be hit with her third personal here early in the third quarter.
Coach Kurt Heisler, that's a shot you want to see Stacy Bond take. I mean, you get a good steal like that. You've got numbers, uncontested 10-foot shot. She's not necessarily going to be a leading scorer every night, but when you get a steal like that, that's your turn to score.
So to the bench goes Wisdom with three personal fouls. Bailey Pierce, lob pass to Leipold. Turnaround jump shot, too strong off the window. Mattson tipped the rebound over New to herself, but then threw it out of bounds. A couple more turnovers by Hiawatha. They were a little bit sloppy there at the end of the half. And two turnovers despite the three by Lindstrom here in the third quarter. 6.5 minutes remaining. Lob to Fluelling. And now Dodd will look over this Hiawatha zone. And the pass deflected by Lears, who leads Hiawatha in steals. Lears came into the game with 22 steals this season, and now Holton gets it right back.
Dodd gets it right back from Lears after throwing it away.
Now Tierra drives and kicks wide open. Nope. Shot passed up by Fluelling. Bond at the elbow, up top to Dodd. She'll shoot, and she missed it on a bank. Tipped away from Leipold, and they say Holton basketball. down three. Here are the Lady Cats again a couple times, but no leads for the visitors in blue.
Coach Brady Jasper on his girls. Grab the ball. Two hands. Grab the ball with two hands. Come down with it strong there. Got tipped away and ended up going off of Hiawatha.
New in the corner to Bond. Had it knocked out of her hands. Lears again gets a deflection, and it's out. Last touched by Holton as this one goes into the Wildcat bench. And for Holton, that's 10 turnovers. Hiawatha's got 10 turnovers as well. A little bit sloppy here by both teams to start period number three. Both teams have made one basket in this second half. Lindstrom to Leipold. Dribbles. Tough shot over Patch. Overshot it. Rebound. Llewellyn tried to get it. Was trying to stay in bounds as well. And able to corral it and get it to Don. 5:25 left here in the third. Holton has Etzel waiting to check in. Wide open is Bond. Left baseline drive. Knocked away.
Good look there. It was an extended 3-2. The skip was open, and that's your opportunity to attack. Off a skip pass, so many times off the skip, you've either got a wide-open jumper or you've got some bounce.
Inbounds to Patch, who missed it, a little upset with herself. A good play there. She caught it and went right up, as she should, that close to the basket. Macy will have to earn these points at the charity stripe. Foul on Hiawatha, their first of the half, but second personal on Sarah Mattson. Patch leads the Wildcats with 10 points and make that 11. It's another free throw is up and good.
Patch, a solid player around the basket, but really nice shooting touch as well. She's a good free throw shooter.
Second one is good as well. Yeah, she's 4-for-4 tonight and over 65% on the season. Shot it about that well from the charity stripe a year ago as well. Holton is within one. Pierce goes to the right block, had it knocked away, but a foul on the arm. Etzel and Dodd were both there. It's going to be Tierra that gets the foul, her first personal. Four players have scored for each team. Both teams led by a player with 11 points. Lindstrom for Hiawatha. Patch now with 11 for Holton. Lindstrom against Etzel. Hands it back to Pierce. To the foul line. Bond with good help defense. Kick out Lindstrom. Another three. And this one won't go. Rebound, though, by Leipold. It didn't realize she was open if she turned to the basket. Lindstrom a jumper in the paint. No good. And the rebound comes to Bond. On the near side, Dodd will bring it across from right to left. Come the Wildcats. Pass deflected into the hands of Etzel. Now Llewellyn in the far corner. Brooke back up top to Etzel. How about the hands of Darcy Lears? You can see why she leads this team in steals. She is at some long arms. Here's a shot by Llewellyn off the window. No good. Again, Holton unable to take the lead as Hiawatha will get the ball back here up by one.
Yeah, active hands. And that's why I say Holton has done a pretty good job of handling that pressure. Not a ton of turnovers. You can tell that Hiawatha, I'm sure, forces a ton of turnovers. As many deflections and times they get their hands on the basketball.
Has been good because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, even before that, this Hiawatha team really struggled taking care of the basketball themselves. They were the turnover-prone team that got pressured full court every single night. These girls took their lumps a few years ago, but have been getting better and better. Now a three by Lindstrom straight away, off the back lip, and a reeled-in rebound there by Llewellyn.
It was a decent look, Justin, but the ball movement just wasn't quite as crisp, not as much pace. Shot does not fall.
Dodd comes left side of the lane, picks up the dribble and flips it up top to Etzel, over to Bond, ready to shoot, fires, missed it, backside rebound on the air ball, controlled by Dodd. 3:35, clock moving, third quarter. Etzel out to Dodd. Dodd into a double team. Now Patch looking for Llewellyn, flashing to the lane, that's tipped and stolen away.
Not a bad idea, just didn't execute the pass.
Turnover number 11, Pierce full court, lost the handle. The ball goes right to Macy Patch, and our turnovers again are even at 11 apiece. And timeout. Etzel was about to travel with
yes,
it. That's a good timeout at the right time by Coach Kurt Eisler. His first one called tonight.
Yeah, he anticipated that travel, apparently. Saved the Wildcats the possession.
Full timeout, so we'll step away and take a break ourselves. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds. here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
The Big 7 League has gotten used to this. Some tight, close, competitive basketball. We predicted it this year already that the Big 7 boys is definitely going to be filled with a lot of great basketball and some competitive games, but the girls not to be outdone. Who's surprised? Maybe not quite as top-heavy as it's been. After all, the Big 7 girls has had a team in the Class 3A state championship game now in basketball the last five seasons. See how things pan out. 23-22 here in the third quarter as we resume play. Holton has the ball. They've still never led tonight. Hiawatha with a one-point lead. Dodd across the lane. Dumps it down to Patch. Tough catch. Shot up, and it won't go. Tipped a couple times. Wisdom back in there with three fouls for the Cats with Patch and Dodd and Etzel and Bond.
Stole an opportunity to take the lead. Dodd sliced through the defense, found the open man, and Patch just missed it. She wants it back.
Now Lears driving. It's off her knee and out of bounds. Another turnover for Hiawatha. Lears, Leipold, Mattson, Pierce, and Delaney's checked in to give Clara Lindstrom a little bit of a breather here. Both teams have played just seven tonight. Dodd carried the basketball.
Yep. Well, 2-1-2 half-court look there, trying to actually force middle. Don't see that a lot. It worked, force middle, and she carried the basketball as she crossed over.
25 points total in the first quarter with these two teams, but they've both cooled off since then, no doubt. Scoring has been a lot tougher to come by since then. Mattson in the far corner. She shoots a three-pointer partially blocked. Rebounded by Leipold. Muscles it strong up and banked in by Lakin Leipold.
It's a big board, big stick back. Extends the lead to three.
We approach the two-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Coach Brady Jasper just keeps mixing up his defenses, trying to find something that will create offense for him.
Etzel missed the three. The rebound goes to Bond, and Spacey banks it in on a second-chance opportunity for the Cats.
And I say that because Hiawatha is really struggling against this zone defense for Holton, getting frustrated having to face it in the half court.
Wide open three for Bailey Pierce. That one's good. Bailey with her first points of the night.
And when those fall, everything's going well. You want those to fall when you're facing a zone. You make two passes and hit the three. That's easy offense.
Hiawatha's made 7 3-pointers tonight. That's 21 of their 28 points. Pierce with her first bucket of the game. Five players have now scored for both these teams. Holton to Etzel. Down low to Patch. To the right elbow. Open look for Wisdom. Switched it in.
Good offense, too. Side to side twice. Get it inside out. And then an elbow jumper from Wisdom. She's proven she can hit that shot.
28-26. Red Hawks by a pair with the basketball. Pierce a long two. Straight away. No good. Rebounded by Bond. Under a minute we go here in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the game has been six. Dodd nearly threw it away. Bond hustles to it. Nothing inside. Back up top to Tierra. Happy birthday, Tierra. Well, she threw it away. Holton's 13th turnover. Dodd celebrating her birthday here in the roundhouse tonight. Iwatha's got it back, leading by two. Delaney. They reverse it to Pierce. Takes a second look and shoots a three, and it crawled in over the front of the rim. Three bounces off the iron. 3 points for Bailey Pierce.
Sized up the defender and said, okay, if you're going to give it to me, I'll take it, and gets a friendly home bounce on that one.
And Dodd travels with it. Back-to-back turnovers on the Wildcats. And Hiawatha will get the final shot here of the quarter, a chance to make it the biggest margin of the night. They're currently up 31-26.
Struggling with the half-court offense against this Holton zone, but then two threes, two huge threes with under a couple minutes left in the third quarter. Circle both of them. They've extended their lead out the fight.
Lindstrom back to Delaney. Where's Pierce? She's had the hot hand. Lindstrom just checked back in. She drives, kicks out. Delaney, 2 seconds left. Mattson a three straight away at the buzzer. No good.
That got every part of the rim. Every part of the rim and rolled out.
31-26, Hiawatha up five, just as they were at the end of the first quarter. But now just 8 minutes left to play here in this one as the Lady Redhawks try to stay undefeated on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. We're back in 1 minute on the local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse as we head to the fourth quarter with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking tonight. Cameron Mulroy, Eli Hallauer running the Holton Channel production as 8 minutes are on the clock. And a five-point lead for Hiawatha, 31-26. Neither team's led by more than six. In fact, Holton has never led as they'll face a 3-2 zone. And Lindstrom gets a deflection. But Holton will keep the basketball with Patch, Fluelling, Bond, Dodd, and one player in foul trouble. Lindsey Wisdom has three personals for the Wildcats. For Hiawatha, it's Mattson, Elfner out there, Lears, Lindstrom, and Delaney. The only players with two fouls are Pierce and Mattson for the Redhawks and Coach Jasper. And Holton throws it away. Boy, that about two or three turnovers late there in the third quarter. Now another one to begin the fourth, and all of a sudden Holton's turned it over 15 times.
And that's the pass that defense is designed to take away. They're playing a 3-2, sagging the top of that zone, and the two wings are trying to take away that wing pass. And Holton keeps trying to force it over there and not making crisp passes to get the offense started.
Holton in the 3-2 zone as well here in the fourth quarter, right?
Yep.
A lot of zone tonight by both teams. Mattson, an open jumper, right baseline. It won't go. Rebounded by Patch. Patch with 11 points to lead Holton. Lindstrom has 11 to pace the Redhawks. Hiawatha tried to get to 5-0. Holton looking to get to 3-2. They turn it over again.
Once again, the point-to-wing pass, just unable to complete it. And it's such an awkward feeling there as a point guard. I wasn't a point guard, but there's nobody guarding you because the point of that zone, the top man in that zone is sagging to the free throw line. There is nobody guarding the point guard, and that's where you've got to make yourself a threat, draw the defense with the bounce, and then kick it over to the wing. Don't try to force it where the arms are.
Mattson on the baseline. This time goes underneath the goal, finds Elfner in the far corner. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Patch. Holton still down five with the possession here. A minute gone by in the fourth. Holton moves right to left and faces that 3-2 zone again. Lears in the middle, sags back to the foul line. Extended up top are Lindstrom and Delaney on the far side. Patch was open the late, getting it to her on the right block, and Bond threw it away.
Weak spot on that zone is the baseline. You got to get the ball to the baseline and then get it side to side. You'll find open avenues to the post if you can get it there first.
I'm pretty sure Holton has turned it over on five straight possessions.
Yep.
They're lucky to be down only five right now. Hiawatha hasn't been able to put the hammer down like the Chiefs did last night in the fourth quarter in OT. And a foul now against the Cats inside. Neither team in foul trouble. This will even up our team fouls. Oh, nope, this is going to be team foul number three on Holton, excuse me. Just one foul on Hiawatha since the break.
That's Wisdom's fourth foul, though.
Yeah, big one. Holton has had five fouls this whole game, Tank, and four are now on Wisdom. Hiawatha looking inside, and they got a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha. Still up five as neither team scored in nearly 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. New checks in. Dodd, Etzel, both on the bench right now for Coach Kurt Heisler. 16 years as an assistant to John Holliday. Now third year taking over the head role in the program. This ball slipped out of the hands of Lears, and another whistle underneath and a foul called. This one against Tolton on Macy Patch. That's her first. Officials have let him play, of course, with a lot of zone. Not as much man. It's been pretty clean. There's the long shot. It's a two, but Sarah Mattson just scored her first points of this game, and it puts the Redhawks up by eight. 34-26. Holton needing a basket here. They would settle for a shot, I think, after turnovers the last five trips down. Open look in the lane. It's Patch, and it rimmed out. Rebound set, but it comes to Lindstrom, and here come the Hawks. In the home whites, three on three, stolen from behind by Bond. Nobody helped out Lindstrom there. She never felt or saw Bond's footsteps from behind.
That last possession for Holton, that's what I'm talking about. They get the ball to the baseline. They're able to find somebody in the post, but right now it's just guards out front looking at each other. There, get it to the baseline. Better.
They called that a two on Mattson's shot. I said 34. I meant 33. It was a long two by Mattson. Nice fake by Wisdom out there with four fouls. New wide open on the near baseline, and Delaney scores her first bucket of the night.
That's it. That's the spot right there. They're sending a 3-2 zone out. That means there's two at the bottom of that zone. They can't guard everybody down there. If you get it side to side a few times, a couple skips, that's a great look there for the Wildcats to cut the lead to five.
Five-point game with just under 5 minutes to go. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll return in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa get so much done this time of year? From ordering toy supplies to reindeer food, he keeps it all in check with the Union State Bank mobile app. With easy money transfer options, budget bubbles to track spending, and easy card blocking if he misplaces it in the workshop, Union State Bank has him covered. Learn more about our mobile banking on your smartphone app search. Just type USB mobile banking and you're off and running.
The Union State Bank of Horton and Everest. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Nothing like some Friday night round ball in the roundhouse. Justin Flukmike tanking back with you. Seth Phillips and our studio engineer. We've got 4:57 left to go in this girls' game, and then a highly anticipated battle of 3-1 boys' teams, Holton and Hiawatha. This may be a little bit hard for us to keep up with that one, huh, partner?
That's going to be fun. That's a couple teams that want to play fast, and there's no need for a shot clock probably in that boys' game. They talk about a shot clock possibly coming to high school basketball in the next few years. Won't be a need for that.
Out of a timeout by Hiawatha, they have three remaining. Holton has four timeouts left. Hiawatha has the ball. They lead by five. They were up seven briefly on a bucket by Sarah Mattson, her only points of the night.
Holton extending their zone now, knowing they're down five, and clock becomes a little more of an issue, and Hiawatha says, that's fine. Clock's our ally. We'll back it out.
Two fouls to give for the Cats. Hiawatha just one foul since halftime. Delaney to the far corner, Lindstrom, still with a team-high 11 points. Hands it off to Pierce, and Hiawatha continuing to take a little air out of the basketball as we near the midway point here in the fourth quarter. Dodd deed up on Pierce, who hands to Lindstrom.
Hiawatha's going to stay in this until Holton fouls or comes out of the zone defense.
Back to Lindstrom, and Coach Heisler saying, come out on him.
Yep.
And now they go man. Not quite yet. 3:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Hiawatha has not looked at the basket in about a minute.
Pierce to Lears has done a good job taking care of it. Now back to Lindstrom.
Still haven't looked at the basket. Not worried about scoring the basketball, worrying about taking care of the basketball with a five-point lead.
An exceptional job of milking the clock and protecting a five-point lead. Hiawatha will dribble back to midcourt line again.
A minute and a half coming off the clock. And now Holton will go man.
We're down to 3 minutes remaining.
Nope. Yep, there we go.
They are matched up. Look at Hiawatha still play a little keep away.
Holton somehow is out here on Delaney. Holton will probably start switching some screens, try to double team. You've got fouls to give.
There's a mismatch somewhere. This foul will go against Patch. Patch turns and tells the other four girls out there in blue jerseys, saying, come on, let's go. Down five, we got to pick it up. Intensity, pressure. She's still telling all the girls that out there on the court, being a good senior leader, saying, hey, we got to pick it up here. And Coach Heisler going to take a timeout.
Heisler will take a timeout and going to talk about traps and try to switch some screens, see if you can jump a passing lane, and at the very least play as aggressive as you have all night. Again, because you have fouls to give and down five, it's very possible you're going to have to foul here pretty soon. You want them to be in the bonus so they're shooting free throws, and you're not stuck with under a minute and a half, a minute left, and you still have fouls to give.
Let's step away real briefly here with the Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. Timeout. It's Hiawatha Girls 33, Holton Girls 28.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with 2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 33-28. Hiawatha with the basketball. They've had it for nearly a couple minutes here. Trying to protect it and take care of it with a lead of five. Holton now has five fouls, so just one more to get. Bond man-to-man against Clara Lindstrom. Now Sarah Mattson against Wisdom, who does have four fouls. Delaney looking inside, nothing there. Pierce pops up top to get it, and we're down to 2.5 minutes to go. Wisdom went for a steal and didn't get it. Hiawatha just continuing to take care of the rock here, an experienced senior Latin team.
Good screens, good cuts. They're not really looking to score.
Now they are. Passes. Here's Lears down low and fouled.
Tremendous job. That's great 2.5 minutes of basketball if you're a basketball coach right there, because you're telling your kids, lay up or free throw. You get the ball to the block, go up strong and shooting free throws. Holton's to the point where they've got to take some chances. They started to take a few chances. Almost got a deflection, maybe almost got a steal, but unable to get what they needed. And Hiawatha executed very well, gets to the free throw line.
Free throws were pretty big for Hiawatha in a couple of their close games against Jeff West and Nemaw Central, both on the road here in the last week. Darcy Lears now with 9 points. Here comes her second free throw, and that one is long. Rebound, Dodd had it through the double team, now lost it. Lears gets it back for Hiawatha, and they lead by six. Chance to make it a three-possession game, but first they'd like to keep that clock ticking down towards zero.
At this point, the next foul for the Wildcats is a 1-1, and really, if there's the foul shooter you want to foul, you foul him right now in the 1-1.
Probably not Delaney. She's not at 80%. But Hiawatha's a team making nearly 60% of their free throws this season. So that'll win you some close games on the road in Seneca and in Meredith.
Yep.
Delaney has no points. Her 1-1 is good. Puts her in the scorebook. Seven girls have played for Hiawatha. Six of them have now, actually, all seven girls have now scored. Excuse me. And now it's a three-possession game with 2:02 to go. Second free throw missed, but an offensive board by Sarah Mattson.
That's big.
Huge.
Two fouls that were led to free throws there for the Wildcats defensively, and unable to get the rebound and the box out on the second free throw both times. And once again, Hiawatha back to the stripe. Basketball has been on this side of the court for over 3 minutes.
A winning strategy for sure. Here's a 1-1 from Bailey Pierce. That one rimmed out, rebounded by Holton. Well, Hiawatha's missed a couple free throws, but they're up 35-28. Williams pass nearly intercepted. Bond has it to the near corner. Patch, that's a long two. She overshot it. Rebounded by Delaney. Another Holton foul would put Hiawatha in their last 1-1, and there it is as Dodd comes over and hacks Delaney. Team foul number 9. Feels a little bit like Tuesday night when Holton was at Jeff West. Coach Heisler and I talked about that during his locker room chat last night on the radio. And that was the fact that Holton had the ball. Here's a missed one and one again by Delaney. In and over the bow, over the back foul by Darcy Lears of Hiawatha. Only the second foul against Hiawatha. But what Coach Heiss and I were talking about is the number of opportunities and times that Holton had the ball in a one-possession game and could never tie or take the lead at Jeff West. The way it's been here tonight, not so much in this fourth quarter, but man, they had a lot of possessions, able to tie or take the lead, just couldn't quite ever get over the hump and get ahead here tonight.
And it's that mental block, and it's also, what would that do for you? You take a lead, and what's that do to your opponent when they're down for the first time? They look up and see themselves down, and instead, Hiawatha able to extend their lead out to five, and really played very well down the stretch with the lead in this one as they get another steal here.
Holton with their 18th turnover of the night. That's Hiawatha has the ball in control now with under a minute and 20 remaining. They'll play a little more keep away. Hiawatha now in the double bonus the rest of the way. And we got a 5-second count. It's good defense there by Edsel to keep up with Lindstrom the whole time.
Really the first mistake that they've made in 4 minutes of trying to take the air out of the ball, and that was just Lindstrom dribbling the ball too much out top and not able to get rid of the basketball before the 5-count.
Holton needs some shots in a hurry now as we go south of a minute remaining. Dodd up top. Edsel leans into a three-pointer and hit it. Grace Edsel with their first points of the game. And now Holton has played seven, and they've all seven scored as well. So both teams have used seven, and they've all scored. But it's a four-point game, 35-31. That is Holton's first three-pointer tonight. Boy, the fifth Wildcat three-pointer in this, their fifth game this season.
Got the three-pointer. Where did the ball go first? Got it to the corner. One reversal back to the top of the key and an open look. And just a four-point game. Holton's still in it. Still a lot of time. 52 seconds is a lot of time. Hiawatha's got to take care of the basketball. Holton's probably going to come out in some kind of full-court pressure here. Hiawatha's got to make free throws down the stretch.
Hiawatha's missed three free throws in a row, but for the game, they've made actually just three of seven. They missed a couple front-end one-and-ones, Bailey Pierce and Josie Delaney, although they got an offensive rebound on one of those misses. So Holton, therefore, is still in this game with 52 seconds to go. Here's the full-court pressure by the Cats, matched up man-to-man. Delaney shakes free, gets the inbound pass from Lears, now trying to get it back to Darcy. And a scrum for it, and a collision, and we've got a foul, I think, against Llewellyn here. Hiawatha going to get two free throws at the other end.
Good hustle there. Holton was close to a turnover. Lears able to split the defense and tripped up there, and she'll shoot free throws.
Darcy is not the best free throw shooter for Hiawatha, but going to get two this time. She has 9 points, just a couple behind Lindstrom, who paces the Redhawks with 11. Free throw no good. Hiawatha won the third quarter 11-7 to push the lead to 6. Currently just up by 4 as Lears gets the second free throw. That puts her in double digits with 10.
5-point game here. Holton does not need a 3. Just a really good shot. First good shot you get in this possession.
Dodd against the 3-2 zone. A deflection again by Lears. Dodd gets it back, though. 35 seconds remaining. Holton down by 5. Dodd at the elbow. Turns the pass. Nobody there. She shoots. She misses. Flying in. Rebound. Wisdom rolls it in. And now it is a one-possession game. 36-33. Lindsay Wisdom in double digits with 10 points tonight. That one on an offensive stick back.
That's the other thing. Whenever you're down like that, you find the first good look you can get, and everybody else crashes the boards like you haven't crashed all night. Because guess what? If you foul somebody, you're going to want to foul anyway, right? You're trying to put them on the line. You crash the boards, maybe something good happens. Wisdom gets the stick back right there.
So a Kurt Heisler timeout will leave Holton with just one timeout remaining. Hiawatha still has 3 timeouts left, so the Redhawks will try to get it in against some pressure. Leading 36-33, Holton has won this fourth quarter by an 8-5 advantage now. After that basket by Lindsay Wisdom has played this whole fourth quarter with 4 personal fouls.
So the last full court press look for Holton was a man look, and as soon as the ball was put on the floor, they ran to double team, jumping the ball. We'll see what they come out with here. Looks like it's going to be man pressure once again, probably switch any screens in the backcourt.
This time Lindstrom's going to throw it in for Hiawatha. Lears and Delaney are closest to her. It's still a man-to-man look for the Holton defense and the full court pressure with 28 seconds to go. One possession game. Back to Lindstrom. Holton comes after her. Now to Lears. Lears into the half court. Probably who they want to foul. Over to Delaney. You don't really want to foul her. Dodd tries to foul and does with the clock at 18 seconds to go. Hiawatha will need at least one of these two free throws to make it a two-possession lead. It's Josie Delaney to the charity stripe. 1-for-3 tonight.
Probably like to see that foul just a little quicker if you don't get the quick steal on the pressure. Trying to extend this game. If she makes one free throw, you're back to a two-possession game. She just did. And now it's a four-point game. And only 18 seconds left.
Second free throw here after the third foul on Tierra Dodd. This one no good. Holton rebounds. They don't need a three here. Down by four, but got to move very quickly. Into the half court with 14 seconds to go. To the trailer patch. Who shoots a three straight away. Got it! 1 point game. Boy, the clock's still running there. I don't know if they'll put another second or two up on it. It says 7.8 here in the roundhouse. As a 3-point shot by Macy Patch. Top of the key. 14 points for Patch tonight. And it's still a ball game.
I'd see if they put a couple seconds up there. I thought maybe there was 9 seconds left, but good find there. Macy was in the trail position. You could see that coming a couple seconds away. All she needed was the basketball because she was open. She fires from the top of the key and nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's a 1-point game.
So now if you don't get the steal and you're Holton, you certainly have to foul the first couple seconds. Can't allow much more time to come off this clock, and we'll see who Hiawatha wants to get the ball inbounded to. The Redhawks have made just enough free throws to maintain the lead, but they've had a chance to kind of put this one away because Hiawatha's missed 6 free throws here in this fourth quarter already. And no timeouts left for Holton.
Yep, no timeouts left. 8.5, so you tell the kids everything you got to know in the timeout. First of all, you're trying to deny everything, switch all screens in the backcourt. If you don't get the steal on the inbounds, you foul immediately. No bounces. You're fouling immediately. You need free throws on the other end, and you know that, hey, no timeouts. They make it. Make both free throws. You've obviously got to get a three up, and you might even have that drawn up in this timeout. If they make one of their free throws, you're going the distance. You're going to the rim, trying to get to the free throw line or score before the buzzer.
Holton will front the inbounder this time as Patch stands in front of Lindstrom, who wants to trigger it in. They did put a half a second up on the clock, so 8.5 now. Get it into Delaney. Holton comes, and a foul by Dodd before Patch got both hands on the basketball. Even two free throws here is going to make it a one-possession game.
That was very close to a jump ball.
And the Patch had it, but yes. Dodd had fouled. Yeah.
That's right. Patch reached in cleanly, and Holton has the possession arrow. They called that on Patch, Justin. I'm surprised by that. She just fouled out of the basketball game.
Yeah, Patch fouls out with 14 points. What a big three to pull her team within one. Back at the line, Delaney made one of two her last trip. This time to the line, she makes the first again.
All right.
That's one more coming.
Miss, you get the ball, get the rebound, get your outlet, get to the rim. Make, take your time getting the ball out of the net. Let your offense get set up if there is a make right here.
Seventh free throw for Delaney here in the fourth quarter. Attempted. She made them both this time. Big free throws by Delaney and a timeout by Hiawatha as now they have to try to defend the three. And with Patch out, Holton's got a couple options, but again, not a great three-point shooting team. You would think Edsel maybe Llewellyn, the top options, but with only 6.5 seconds to go, Holton's got to get it down. I think Hiawatha would press. In fact, Hiawatha's only got two fouls. They might foul a couple times in the backcourt, right?
They will foul in the backcourt immediately. Maybe
after two bounces,
you foul. Absolutely.
What game was I watching? Holton. Was that the Sabetha game, maybe? No, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you foul a couple times here in the backcourt.
Yeah,
you got
Four fouls to give. You can foul them as many times as you want, and really, for all intents and purposes, milk this one away.
39-36, Hiawatha, after two free throws by Josie Delaney with 6 seconds to go.
That's why, you know, normally maybe you wouldn't see a timeout right there for Coach Brady Jasper, but I think this is an opportunity to relay that message to your kids. Four fouls to give. Foul them 60, 70 feet away from the basket.
Yeah.
60 feet away from the basket. 50 feet away from the basket.
Edsel going to throw it in. She can run the baseline. Hiawatha is set up in man-to-man, full-court pressure.
Inbounded to Flewelling. Flewelling gets fouled. There you go. They can do that about three more times and take this down in just a second or so if they want, probably.
And Holton has no timeouts, so now they've got to run a sideline out-of-bounds play. But you almost, if you're Holton, just want to throw the ball deep. You've got to get the ball into the front court, and Hiawatha will not allow it if you're throwing in the back court.
Etzel again to trigger it in. Gets it to Flewelling. Flewelling to half court to Wisdom. Is fouled from behind by Lindstrom, and that's just fine if you're Hiawatha. Now only 1.4 seconds to go. Again, Holton doesn't have timeouts. It's got to be a catch and release here. Holton's got to get a shot off real quick.
Well, at least it's a sideline out of bounds right in front of the scores table. Might have a shot at getting a look from here.
Flewelling to the near corner. Bond, three-pointer blocked by Lindstrom, and the Redhawks are 5-0. Happy holidays. The Redhawks hold on 39-36 as Holton actually got a three-point look in the near corner. After all the fouls by, or just two fouls as it ended up against Hiawatha, but by pretty good effort. I think Coach Kurt Heisler going to have some things to build off of. And Coach Brady Jasper with his wife Stacy and company got to feel really good just to get out of here with the win and head to January with the perfect 5-0 mark.
Plenty to be excited about for both teams, Justin. I think Holton came on the road and really put a great effort forth against a really, really good opponent and gave them everything they wanted. They had Hiawatha frustrated at many points in this basketball game. And if you're Coach Brady Jasper, you got to be really thrilled with how your team handled a little bit of adversity. Maybe some of the first adversity they've handled, had to face all year in a tight game in the fourth quarter. They took care of the basketball. They hit free throws, and they come away with a very gutsy three-point win. Hey, they're not all pretty. It isn't all a 10 or 15 or 20-point win. If you can squeak out a three-point win, it's still a win, and Coach Brady Jasper's got to be real happy with that heading into the holiday break.
Hiawatha makes 7 of 14 free throws for the game, but 12 of those free throws were attempted in the fourth quarter, and they made 6 of 12 in the fourth quarter, so just enough. Hiawatha 50% at the free throw line. They got two monster ones with 6 seconds to go by Josie Delaney for the final margin and score tonight. Hiawatha 39, Holton 36. Post game and our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on, plus boys basketball, all still coming up tonight here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you. Cameron Molloy, Eli Hallauer on the production crew for the Holton Channel tonight at MSESports.net and Facebook Live. Great girls game. We figured the boys game would be pretty good. Didn't know about the girls game, but Holton kept it close. Hiawatha still held on for the win. The Lady Redhawks are 5-0 and in December with a 3-0 mark in the Big 7 League. Holton now 2-3 overall and 1-2
in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha never trailed in this game, as it turned out. We were tied at 6s and tied at 10s, and Holton had a chance to tie it end of regulation, but a three-pointer in the corner by Stacy Bond was blocked as Hiawatha built the lead to as many as 7 in the fourth quarter, but couldn't quite put it away, missed several free throws, and then made just enough, including two big ones with 6 seconds left by Josie Delaney, as she hit 4 free throws, all in the final 18 seconds of this game, to give the Hiawatha girls the three-point win, 39-36, the final. Holton was 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Hiawatha made 7 of 14. The Redhawks hit 8 three-point baskets tonight. Holton made just 2 triples, those both in the fourth quarter. And 18 turnovers on Holton tonight, 14 turnovers against Hiawatha. Our final stats tonight are presented by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting, now taking tax appointments for the new year. Final scoring numbers go like this for the visitors from Holton. They were led by Macy Patch, 14 points before fouling out for Macy tonight. Also in double digits for Holton is Lindsay Wisdom with 10. Grace Etzel hit a fourth quarter 3. Brooke Fluelling had 2 points. Delaney New had 2 points. Stacy Bond had 2 points. And Tierra Dodd had 2 points. Holton will come back for the break with a home game January the 4th against Royal Valley, and then back-to-back road games at Nemaha Central and at Perry Lecompton. For Hiawatha, they're scoring tonight, led by Clara Lindstrom with 11 points, 3 threes, none of her points in the fourth quarter. And also in double figures besides Lindstrom with 11 was Darcy Lears with 10. 6 for Bailey Pierce on a couple threes. Those were big ones back-to-back in the third quarter. Josie Delaney made 4 free throws all in the final minute of this game. Also a three-pointer for Abby Elfner and 3 total points for Lakin Leipold. Round out the stats tonight as the Hiawatha girls now 5-0 with the victory 39-36. Final thoughts, Tank, and also some insight on our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on.
Well, I think as far as games go, when you see both teams playing zone, sometimes that can be ugly and muddy. That was really pretty entertaining basketball, and both teams did some really nice things at times, and I think both teams got to go into the break with some positive vibes, seeing some things they can build off of, and I hope they come out of the break playing just as well as they go into the break. So I think that was some pretty high-quality basketball. Both teams playing some good ball before the break here tonight. As far as your player to bank on, kind of like what Darcy Lears did. We talked about her and on what she was doing on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of deflections led to some turnovers. How often really never got out in transition tonight. That's something that Holton did a good job slowing them down. But really, Darcy Lears ends up with 10 points. A lot of rebounds, very active player, and really like what she did tonight and what she brought to the table. A lot of good candidates, though, on that Hiawatha team. A well-rounded attack and nice job shooting the ball from the outside. That's a fun group to watch.
Yeah, I think Lears and Lindstrom both were right there, but I think what Darcy did on the defensive side maybe set her apart just a little bit tonight. So at 10 points, she is our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on. We got boys action, but first we'll send it back to our studio. Seth Tollison will get us caught up to date with local news and weather, and then boys basketball coming back at you from the Roundhouse here on the Holton Channel and FM 103.9 KNZA.